I don't know if that's been released yet, but it has. Okay, I didn't know that. So, yeah, obviously it's huge. I've been a butt of many a joke about people on putting stamps on letters and stuff. But look, it's obviously hugely honourable. I think it's brilliant. It just goes to show the support that we're getting behind this World Cup. I think when we go to these events and you know, mostly schools and clubs, the support has been brilliant. The knowledge from the public has been the most impressive thing, because, you know, we're very much aware that, you know, it's not at the forefront of everybody's minds. And I think, in fairness, this trophy tour, the RFU, they're really marketing it very well to be able to push us out there. So, yeah, look, it's obviously got me a little bit embarrassed.
You're so modest about it. Like, I know it's a very strange one, really. Like, it's not a, you know, it's a strange billboard type campaign. It's going to be everywhere, but I think it's brilliant.
Yeah, look, it's super. I think, you know, growing up, when you speak about different things, you know, my role models are probably Sonia O'Sullivan and the Waterford Lady football team, because there wasn't really much else. And then, you know, when you see other things coming to happen, I think obviously the Cork Ladies football and, you know, course.
Must be mentioned, the Waterford Ladies doing a job on them too.
Yeah, it was great. I was there. I got down to the second half, but I was delighted to see it. So I know. So, look, you know, obviously Cork are going through a little bit of a transition. We've spent many years in the wilderness, and so I'm delighted for those girls, but Munster final day will be a whole different ball game. But yeah, look, it's brilliant. It's brilliant that a women's sport can be out there and it can be on a national campaign like this, I think, because it shows that A, you know, you can go and play anything, and B, if you dream big enough, anything can happen. And from a small village in Waterford, and rugby's not exactly the hotbed of it there. So yeah, look, it's brilliant, and I'm very humbled and honoured to be involved in it.
And the news this week as well, that there was an extra allocation of tickets for UCD because there's so much interest. That's brilliant to hear at this stage, Niamh.
Yeah, look, it's super. I think I don't think, you know, we kind of knew kind of from the outset that it was going to be the venue might have been under pressure in terms of ticket sales, because women's rugby has really caught on, and not just for us, but when it's in a place like Ireland, it's very accessible to everywhere, and you're always going to get, you know, a huge amount of people travelling over. So we were trying to tell all our family and friends, like, it's in, you know, snap them up because they're going to be gone. So look, it's brilliant. We want that bowl. We want UCD to be rocking and heaving when we get out there to play Australia on August the 9th. It's a complete sellout already, and when these tickets are gone, you know, there's nothing left. And so that's amazing, and it's brilliant for us, and it gives us a huge boost as a squad to be able to know that, you know, what we're training for obviously is to pick up that piece of silverware and to be the best in the world, but it's also for, you know, a hugely proud nation that are hopefully going to get behind us. So yeah, look, it's really exciting.